Call Back the Past.
The Olympics took place in Melbourne, with Russia's Vladimir Kuts emerging as the hero in the long distances, and America's Bob Morrow and Australia's Betty Cuthbert sprint gold medalists. South Africa fared badly at the Games, but did better at cricket to hold a powerful MCC side to a draw in the series. At rugby, the box went down by 3-1 in New Zealand. In America, Floyd Patterson became the youngest man to hold the heavyweight title when he defeated aging Archie Moore after the reigning champion Rocky Marciano had retired. A heart attack suffered by President Eisenhower brought speculation of a change in leadership, but Ike's doctors declared him fully recovered. Nevertheless, Adlai Stevenson, running as presidential opponent, raised questions over Vice President Nixon's ability should Ike's health fail again.
Everyone shares in the sympathy for the circumstances which have created a part-time president. But we cannot understand, and we will not accept, turning the government over to men who work full-time for the wrong people or for a limited group of people. And the plain truth is that this situation would get worse, not better, because what influence the president has with the Republican leaders in Congress has depended on his running again. But from here on, the future of Republican leaders will depend not on Mr. Eisenhower, but the Republican heir apparent, Mr. Nixon. And the vice president seems to sail downwind, no matter which way the wind blows.
Nevertheless, Ike won with a massive 10 million margin.
It's a very heartwarming experience to know that your labors, your efforts of 4 years have achieved that level where they are approved by the United States of America in a vote. Such a vote as that cannot be merely for an individual. It is for principles and ideals. My friends, I conclude with a pledge. With whatever talents the good God has given me, with whatever strength there is within me, I will continue, and so will my associates, to do just one thing, to work for 168 million Americans here at home and for peace in the world.
Social event of the year was Grace Kelly's marriage to Monaco's Prince Rainier. In keeping with the film she made with Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra that year, she was indeed moving into high society.
I have heard among this clan you are called a forgotten man.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of boy, a girl, unrequited love.
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow.
What a swell party this is. What frills, what frocks.
What broads.
What furs.
What rugs.
They're beautiful.
Oh, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquisite, really.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the rent.
That's what I was going to say.
You know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you.
Pick up, Jack. Oh, please don't eat that glass, my friend.
Other movies, The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston, Around the World in 80 Days with an all-star cast, Audrey Hepburn in War and Peace, and The King and I with Deborah Carr and Yul Brynner. Artistic success of the year was Laurence Olivier's film Richard III.
Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by this son of York. And all the clouds that lowered upon our house in the deep bosom of the ocean, buried. Now are our brows bound with victorious wreaths, our bruised arms hung up for monuments, our stern alarums changed to merry meetings, our dreadful marches to delightful measures. Grim-visaged war has smoothed his wrinkled front.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sounds of laughter everywhere and the dancing girls swaying to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.
Latest prince of light music was Harry Belafonte, whose discs sold well in South Africa, where Sir de Villiers Schraff had just taken over United Party leadership from Mr. J.G. Strauss. The Union asked Russian consulates to close and leave South Africa in 1956, a year in which Nikita Khrushchev surprised the West by denouncing Stalin. Lest that should be mistaken for a sign of softness, Soviet tanks invaded Hungary to suppress the democratically inclined government of Imre Nagy, who broadcast this appeal to the world.
Early hours of the morning, Soviet troops had started an attack against the Hungarian capital with the apparent purpose of overthrowing the local democratic government of the country. Our troops are engaged in battle with the Soviet forces. The government is in its place. This is my message to the Hungarian people and to the whole world.
The United Nations could do no more than censure the Soviet government, and Nagy had to flee the country with thousands of his fellow countrymen. Theatrically, 1956 was a good year, with the emergence of John Osborne as the first angry young man epitomized in his play Look Back in Anger. But it was a year for musicals, with Lil Abner, Mr. Wonderful, The Most Happy Fella, Bells Are Ringing, and the crowning success of the year, My Fair Lady.
This is what the British population calls an elementary education.
Who comes out? I think you picked a poor example.
Did I? Hear them down in Soho Square, dropping H's everywhere, speaking English any way they like. You, sir, did you go to school?
What do you type me for? Who?
No one taught him take instead of type. Hear a Yorkshireman, or worse, hear a Cornishman converse. I'd rather hear a choir singing flat. Chickens cackling in a barn, just like this one.
Gom.
Gom. I ask you, sir, what sort of word is that? It's ow and gom that keep her in her place. Not her wretched clothes and dirty face. Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? This verbal class distinction by now should be antique. If you spoke as she does, sir, instead of the way you do, why, you might be in Zellingblaer's too.
I beg your pardon, sir.
An Englishman's way of speaking absolutely classifies him. The moment he talks, he makes some other Englishman despise him. One common language I'm afraid we'll never get. Oh, why can't the English...
And 1956 saw the emergence of the first pop group as we know it today, with Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps in Bebopalula.
Well, Bebopalula, she's my favorite. Bebopalula, I don't really mind. Bebopalula, she's my favorite. Bebopalula, I don't really mind. Bebopalula, she's my favorite. My favorite, my favorite. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teens. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mind. Bebopalula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby.
That's why.
But above all, 1956 will be remembered as the year of the Suez Crisis, when Egypt's Nasser took over the canal. Israel, long-suffering from border raids, heard this announcement on Kol Yisrael. Israeli troops had invaded Sinai and moved into position near the Suez Canal. At the United Nations, Israel's Abba Eban.
Mr. President, on Monday, October the 29th, the Israel Defense Forces took security measures in the Sinai Peninsula in the exercise of Israel's inherent right of self-defense.
And the Arabs, Omar Lufti.
In the official translation,
Egypt has had to use force to repel the enemy. Now is not the time for speeches. The situation is grave. The peace of the world is in jeopardy.
Then Canada's Lester Pearson.
So, Mr. President, I would have liked to see in this resolution a provision authorizing the Secretary General to begin to make arrangements with member governments for a United Nations force.
Secretary General Doug Hammarskjöld.
Your Majesty's government are ordering their forces to cease fire at midnight Greenwich Mean Time unless they are attacked.
And an Israeli spokesman.
I have the honor, on behalf of the government of Israel, to inform you that the government of Israel will willingly withdraw its forces from Egypt immediately upon the conclusion of satisfactory arrangements with the United Nations in connection with emergency.
Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.